Today's Daf HaShavua Shir in Yerushalmi Brachas is dedicated to the memory of Dora Bas Yisrael Silver Ola HaShalom. It begins in the Oz V'Hadar edition on Daf Mem Zayin Amid Beis at the Mishnah Halacha Beis, approximately two-thirds of the way down the Amid. In the Vilna edition, it is on Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph. Begins the Mishnah, Rav Nechunya ben Akana, Hayim Espal B'chnisase L'Beis HaMedrish Ubi Yitziyase Tfilik Tzor. Rav Nechunya ben Akana would daven when he entered the Beis HaMedrish, when he was going to begin his learning for the day, and when he left the Beis HaMedrish at night, after he had completed his learning, he would daven a small tefillah. Amrulai, they said to Rav Nechunya ben Akana, Mativa shel tefillah zu. What is the nature of this tefillah? What is the substance, the essence of the tefillah? Amar lahen, he said to them, Bichni yisasi, when I enter, ani mispal shaloi ta'ara takol al yadi, that there should not be, as the Haredim explains, the word takol means a michshol, a mishap, should not result because of me. Ubi tziyasi, and when I leave the Beis HaMedrash, ani noisen hoidoyo al chalki, I give thanks to Hashem for my chelek. It's interesting, the Pnei Moshe says, Shalai Ta'ora Ta'kola al Yadi, in the right hand column on the Mishnah, Shalai Echshel Bedvar Halacha Ken Mefarish B'Gemora. I should not stumble, I should not make a mistake in Advar Halacha, as we find in the Gemara. It's interesting that this Lashon of Shalai Echshel Bedvar Halacha is actually not found in the Nusach of the Yerushalmi, as we will see in the Gemara, but it is found in the Bavli, on Daf, Chof Ches Amid Beis, and anyone who has a Oz V'Hadar Art Scroll Gemara can find this tefillah, which we'll soon see that the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, that one should say this tefillah every day. It is found in the inside cover of the Gemara, and if you take a look for a moment, let us see the Yehi Ratzon that Rav Nechunya is quoted as having said in the Bavli Daf Chof Ches Amid Beis, and it has a number of variations from the Yerushalmi. Says the Bavli, Yehi Ratzon Lefanecha Hashem Elokai. So it's interesting, in the Yerushalmi it says Elokai Velekei Avisai. That is missing from the Bavli. Shelo ye'era dover takol al yadi, that no mishap should not come about through me. Velo ye'koshel bidvar halacha, and I should not stumble in a matter of halacha, a matter of law. This is the lashon that the Pnei Moshe quoted. V'yismechu b'chaveri, and when I stumble, that my friends will rejoice. This will cause them to be happy that I made a mistake. I don't want that to happen. And also, of course, I don't want the actual mistake in halacha. V'loy oymar al tamei tar. I don't want to say on something tamei that it is tar. Something impure is pure. V'loy al tar tamei, and not the reverse. Something that's pure, that it is contaminated, is tamei. V'loy kashul chaveirai bedvar halacha. And I also pray that my friends should not stumble in a matter of halacha, a matter of law. And ve'esmach bahem, and that I will rejoice over their mistake. And then we end with a pasuk, Ki Hashem yitein chochma mipiv das usfuna, gal einai v'abita niflo ois mitar v'secha. That's the nusach of the Bavli. And let us now see the nusach of the Yerushalmi. Begins the Gemara, Bichnei sasei mahu oimer. What does he say when he enters? The Haredim brings down the Rambam, and the Rambam says a very interesting point. The Gemara should have said, ma hoyo oimer. The Gemara understood, as the Mefarshim explained, that he didn't just say this short tefillah, shaloi ta'ara takola al yadi, that no mishap should happen. There must have been more substance to the tefillah. So the Gemara should have used the Lashon, bichnisasi ma hoyo oimer. What was the full text of that tefillah that Rav Nechunya ben Akana made when he entered the Beis HaMedrash? It doesn't say that. It says, ma hu oimer. What does he say? So the Haredim brings down the Kosovo Rambam in the middle of the Haredim on the left-hand column. Kosovo Rambam Befer Shamishni, he says it in the Pir Shamishnai, midika omer ma hu oimer. Since it says in the Gemara, what does he say? V'loi ka omer ma hoya oimer. Mashmed alochik Rav Nechunya, that this is the halacha. The halacha is like Rav Nechunya. V'hachi nami ka'amar. That's what the Gemara means here. Not what Rav Nechunya said, but ma chayiv kol talmud loimer b'chnisasi l'beis ha-medrash. The Gemara is asking b'chnisasi ma hu oimer. What is the psak halacha? The halacha is like Rav Nechunya, so therefore I have to know the exact text of what a talmud who's entering the beis ha-medrash to learn what should he say today. L'halacha l'maisa. And the Yerushalmi continues, this is what he should say. As we pointed out, the Yerushalmi adds the words, and the God of my fathers. And here we find a different tefillah. I should not take offense against my friends, and they should not take offense against me. What does that mean? So the Charedim, in the last Charedim, five lines from the bottom, in the left-hand column, says, I should not get angry. When they will say something that is embarrassing to me, when they ask me a question, they'll say, is this what you're saying? That's a mistake. That's wrong. People use the words that they should be more careful. They say, oh, you're crazy. It doesn't make sense. A person who's having a masu matan shal halacha, he's having a melchamta shal Torah. He's fighting and learning. So he uses sometimes sharp words, and the person who he is fighting with in halacha may take it as a personal offense. So that's what the Yerushalmi says. He hoped that the words that the Chaverim said, he would not take offense, and the words he said to the Chaverim, they would not take offense. As we know, the Gemara in Kedushin of Lamed Amid Bey says, Afilu ha'avu b'noi, ha'ravet talmidoi, even a father and a son, or a Rebbe and his student, she'oiskin b'Torah b'shar echad, they're in one gate learning Torah, delving into the Torah, having a debate in Torah, nasim oivim ze ezen. The Gemara there in Kedushin quotes a pasuk. They became enemies one to another. Ve'einam zazim misham acha nasim oyavim ze ezen. Again, a pasuk that at the end, after their bitter debate, after their ferocious melchamta shel Torah, they become the best of friends. But even a father and a son in a melchamta shel Torah, it's a war. And it's possible during that melchamta shel Torah that words are said that may hurt the other person. And we find the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, 24,000 Talmidim, were nifter shalei nagu kavazeh bazeh. Perhaps they said things in the melchamta shel Torah that were beyond. They went over the red line that were pashut not acceptable. I'm reminded of a story I once heard from a rabbi going Rabbi Naftali Friedler Zitzal. He told of Rabbi Elia Lapian having a yeshiva in London, and Rabbi Elia Lapian invited Rav Chatzkel Abramsky, the Chazon Yecheskel, the great Goyin, who was then the Av Bezdin of London, that he should come to the yeshiva because a wealthy member of parliament was coming to look at the yeshiva, and perhaps he would donate a large sum of money to the yeshiva. And they came, they opened up the doors of the yeshiva, and what do they see? Rischa d'araisa, melchamta shel Torah. They see one bacher saying, the Ktsoi says like this, and the other one says, well, the Nesiva says like this. And one says, the Rajba says like this. The other answers, no, the Ritva says like this. There's a melchamta shel Torah going on. And the gentleman from the parliament asks Reb Chatzkel Abramsky, my dear rabbi, would it not be possible for these fellows to disagree in a more genteel manner? And Reb Chatzkel Abramsky, with his sharp mind, immediately answered, my dear sir, may I ask you the following question? If a robber were to come into your bedroom where your jewels and precious stones and gold and silver are located, and he would want to steal them, would you say to that fellow in the middle of the night, my dear sir, would it not be possible for you to become gainfully employed? You would not say such a thing. You would scream at him. He is attacking your wealth. He's taking away what you have worked so hard for, which has become part of your daily life. you would not speak to him in a refined manner. But my dear sir, these students of the Torah have no other worldly possession except for their logic. And when that logic is attacked, it is the same as when your precious jewelry is being attacked. You do not answer in a refined, genteel manner. It's an attack against your very essence, and that is the reason for their sharp disputes in learning. So there is this Malchamta Shel Torah, but there's a possibility to go over the red line, and that's why Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana was mispalel, that Sholei Akbid Keneged Chaveirai, if they say something against me, I should not take offense, and also my friend should not take offense at something that I have said. And then he continues, which we find in the Bavli, Sholei Nitme Esator V'Lein Netara Satami, we should not make the Torah Tamei, and not make the Tamei Torah. And again, Shalai Nasr Samutr, Veloy Natar Saucer, we should not make something that is really permitted that it's prohibited, or something that is really supposed to be prohibited that we will say that it is permitted. Vinim Sasi, I would find myself Mizbayu Shalomazeh Ulolamabo. If I do make a mistake in Alocha, I will be embarrassed both in this world and in the world to come. So we have to point out that although the Bavli and the Yerushalmi have the inyan of making a mistake in halacha, in that prat they're both the same, but what they differ in is that the Bavli says that he was mispalel, that the friend should not gloat, they should not be happy when Rabbi Nechunya makes a mistake, and he should not be happy when they make a mistake. Whereas according to the Yerushalmi, it was not an inyan of being besimcha at a mistake of a friend, but rather it was being makbid, taking offense at something that the friend said in the battle of Torah, in the Melchamta Shel Torah. So in that point, the Bavli and the Yerushalmi differ, although they agree that part of Nechunya ben Akana's tefillah was that there should not be a mistake in halacha. And now we can understand the Pnei Moshe. When the Pnei Moshe in the Mishnah says, Shalai Te'era Takol Al Yodi, and he explains it to mean, Shalai Echshal B'dvar Halacha, he's not referring to the Bavli, he's just borrowing that term, and what he is referring to is when we just learned that Shalai Neser Samutr, V'lai Nater Asa'asr, Shalai Nitme Sator, V'lai Natar Satam, and making those kinds of mistakes in Halacha, that's what he was being mispalel on, Shalai Ye'era Dover Takola Al Yodi, that a mishap, a mistake in halacha, and that's what the Pnei Moshe took the liberty of borrowing that phrase from the Bavli, although it's not even mentioned in the Yerushalmi, but he was trying to say that's the essence, the gist of what Rav Nechunya was davening, Shalai Echshel B'dvar Halacha, I shouldn't make a mistake. And then, of course, the Yerushalmi and the Bavli differ in what the second point that Rav Nechunya was being mispalel for. Continues the Gemara, Ubitziyasu Imau, I mean, what did Rav Nechunya say, and what should a Talmud say today? Biitziyasu Imahu Oimer, what should the Talmud say today? Moida Nilufanech Hashem Elokai, Elokei Avasai, Shinasata Chelki Miyoshvei Beis HaMedrash, that you gave me my portion in sitting amongst those who learn in the base of Medrash, and who batek nesiyas. As we're soon going to see, the Lashon in the Bavli does not include batek nesiyas, the shuls. It just speaks about the Bate Medrash. V'loi nasata chelki b'batek tartiyos. You didn't give me a portion in theaters. These were the circled structures where people would watch the gladiators, wild animals, in Rome. I'm not part of them. Ubati karkesiois. I'm not in the drinking places, in the bars, because there's a big difference between my life and theirs. Shani amel v'heim amelim. I work and they work. Ani shaiken, I'm diligent, v'heim shaiken, and they are diligent. Ani amel liyash gan eden. I work to get gan eden. V'heim amel v'er shachas, but their work will bring them to a pit of destruction, referring to Gehinom. Shenemar, David HaMelech says, ki leisazev nafshi l'shol, even though my guf will go to the grave, but my neshama, my nefesh, will not go to the grave. It will go up. It will go to Gan Eden. It will go to Olam Habo. Loititein chasidecha lirois shachas. You will not let your pious one, you will not let me see destruction. If we refer to the Bavli, again there in Brachas Chav Chesam Beis, It's the same idea as the Yerushalmi, but the wording is different. Moyda ani lefenech Hashem alekai, shesam techel kim yoshvei beis hamedrash, there's no beis haknesses here, veloysam techel kim yoshvei kronis, instead of what the Yerushalmi says, tartiyos, bate tartiyos, and bate karkisoyos, in the Bavli, it's yoshvei kronis, those who sit on the corners. Rashi in Brachas Tavchavcha Amit Beis says that this refers to the chenvonim, it refers to shopkeepers and other people who amaratzim, who are busy with idle chatter. Chenvonim ayame oret she'oiskim bidvar sicha. So that's what the Bavli means with yoshvei kronos. She'ani mashkim ve'mashkim. I get up and they get up. And this is what we say at a siyum. Ani mashkim ledivrei Torah ve'mashkim ledivar mateyam. I get up for Torah, they get up for wasteful things. Ani omel ve'hemamelam. I work hard and they work hard. Ani omel mekab sachar. This is not found here in the Yerushalmi. I work and I get reward. Ve'hemamelam ve'enam mekab sachar. And they work and they don't get reward. There's a famous thought of the Chofetz Chaim. How could you say that a person works and he doesn't get reward? If he's not learning Torah, a shoemaker, he works and he gets reward. The answer, said the Chofetz Chaim, is that if a shoemaker spends, instead of 10 hours making a shoe, he decides to do it slowly and do it very carefully and work very hard, precision work, and it takes him 50 hours, but the person buying the shoe will not pay him more for that work. He's going to pay for the end product. If a shoe costs $75, $100, if that's the going rate, he doesn't care how much time the shoemaker invested in making that shoe. He wants the finished good. That's what he's going to pay for. So, however, by Torah, it's not the dafim that a person learns. It's how much omel, it's how much work a person put into it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives schar not just for the end product. One person doesn't have a good head, it takes him much longer to acquire Torah. And he doesn't learn as much as the gifted student. But if he puts in more hours, he will get more schar. Ani omel umekabel socher for the amelus. Vehem amelim. They work, but ve'ena mekabel socher. They do not receive schar for the amelus. They only receive socher reward for the finished product. Ani rotz vehem rotzim. I run and they run. Ani rotz v'chayelam abo. I run to the world to come. Vehem rotzim l'ver shachas. They run to a pit of destruction, the Gehinnom. She'nemar va'ato likim yu Hashem toridim l'ver shachas. Anshe domim mirma men of bloodshed and deceit, lo yechzu yameim, they will not even live half of their life, as we find by Bilam HaRasha. The Mishnah Pirkei Avos brings this pasuk for Bilam HaRasha. He died before the age of 35. He died at age 33. The normal lifespan is 70 years. Lo yechzu yameim, because he was a anshei domim umirma, v'ani eftech bach. As far as I am concerned, David HaMelech says, I will have trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So again, the pasuk that the Yerushalmi brings is different, although it has the same idea as the Bavli's pasuk. But again, the Bavli and the Yerushalmi have two different psukim. Halacha l'maisa, we find in the Shulchan Aruch, Arachaim, Simen Kuf Yud, in Halacha Ches, says the Mechaber, and I quote, Hanichnas l'beis ha-medrash, Yispal, Yiratzom, Lufanecha, Hashem alakeinu, V'lakei aviseinu, Shleiach shel b'dvar halacha, v'chulu. It would seem that the Shulchan Aruch is possibly like the Bavli. It's interesting, the Shulchan Aruch does use the words alakeinu, v'lakei aviseinu, but he uses the word Shleiach shel b'dvar halacha, which is the Lashon of the Bavli, and the Yerushalmi, as we pointed out, does not use that Lashon. And then he says, V'chulu, it would seem that a person should say the entire Nusach found in Bavli, Chav Chesem Abeis. What's interesting, and I did not find anyone who speaks about this, B'yitzi Osei, says the Shulchan Aruch, Yoimar Moide Ani Lefanecha Hashem Aleikai, She'samta Chelki Miyoshei Beis HaMedrash. There's no V'chulu. It seems that the Shulchan Aruch is paskening that all one has to say is an abridged version of She'samta Chelki Miyoshei Beis HaMedrash. If anyone has any insight in this matter, please send me an email at grossman@ou.org. Why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't pasken the whole Nusach, which we find in the Bavli or the Yerushalmi. It's this brief Lashon, Shasam Techelki Miyoshri Beis HaMedrash, but it is a tefillah that one is chayiv to say. He doesn't have to say any bracha. He could say it standing or sitting. He doesn't have to face Mizrach, but he should say these words according to the Psak of the Halacha of the Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah. Continues the Gemara, Rav Pedas, B'shem Rabbi Yaakov Bar Edi. Rav Pedas said, in the name of Rabbi Yaakov Bar Edi, that Rabbi Lazar Hayom Mispalel, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Edi reported that Rabbi Lazar used to be Mispalel, and here the Rosh Shavilo puts in a word, Bechol Sholosh Tfilois, each of the three tefillahs, as the Rosh Cirillo says, the last one in the left-hand column at the bottom, Shachris Mincha V'Arvus. So Avagav the tefillahs Arvus Rishus Hayim Mispal Lachra Zu Hatfilah K'may B'Shachris. That for all three tefillahs, even for Marv, which the main halach, as we've learned before, is that tefillahs Arvus is considered voluntary, even though we've been mekabel it as a chayva. But even though it has that inyan of Rishus, he said the same additional tefillah to the Shmoyne Esrei at Marv that he said Shachris or Mincha. And what Mahu Aymer? What did he say during those three tefillahs? La'achar tefillosai Mahu Aymer? What did he say? The following: Yehi ratzon lefanecha Hashem lekayav k'avisai. May it be your will, Hashem, the God, my God, and the God of my forefathers, shleitala sinasenu alev adam, that no one in their heart should hate us, and in our hearts we should not hate anyone else. No one should be jealous of us, and we should not be jealous of anyone else. And your Torah should be our work, call you mechayenu all the days of our lives. Our words, our davening, should be proper entreaties in front of you. They should not be done by rote. I recently heard a fascinating story of the Satmar Rav Zitzal, that one Purim, a jokester got up in the Satmar Beis Medrash and he mimicked the Satmar Rebbe exactly the way he davens, the way he screams during davening, where he screamed, when he clapped his hands during davening, the sound of his voice, the tears. It was a perfect imitation. Everyone, that Purim and Satmar, was laughing, except for one person, and that was the Rebbe. The Rebbe was crying. And when the Hasidim saw that, they told the jokester to stop. The Rebbe is crying. They went over to the Rebbe and they apologized. They thought the Rebbe was crying because he had been embarrassed. He had been ridiculed. And the Rebbe said, no, that's not why I am upset. It's Purim, that's no problem. The reason I'm upset is because I realized if someone could imitate me to the T perfectly, exactly the way I daven, then maybe when I daven every day, I'm imitating myself. In other words, I once davened with Hislavas, with Hisrakshas, with Geschmack, with Lebedikait. It was a warm tefillah. It was Tachnunim, as we are speaking about in this Gemara. And then the other times I just did the same thing by rote. I imitated myself. That's what the Satmar Rav was crying. He was worried that he was imitating himself. Continues the Gemara, Rav Chiya bar Abba Moisef. Rav Chiya bar Abba used to add another tefillah, V'siyached, and you, Hashem, should unify levavenu, our hearts, le'yirah shemecha, to fear your name, v'sarchikenu, and further us, mikol, ma'ashe, son Nesa, from everything that you hate, v'sakriveinu, l'chol ma'asher hafta, and bring us close to everything that you love, v'tas imanut stok l'ma'ashemecha, and do righteousness to us because of your holy name. The base, Rav Yanai, in the yeshiva of Rav Yanai, they said, Hanoyer Mishnase, somebody who gets up from his sleep, Sorach Loimer, he has to make the following bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Mechaye Amesim. Because when a person sleeps, it is as if he is dead. The Gemara in Brachas Bavli, Dafnun Zayin Amidbei, says that Shina is 1/60th of Misa. And therefore, when a person goes to sleep, in a sense, there's a miniature death. And when he gets up in the morning, when Hashem gives him back his neshama, it is as if Hashem is mechaye amesim. He is making a resurrection of the dead. And although we do not say this exact bracha, however, the Pnei Moshe points out that this is comparable to the nusach that we use in the morning when we get up, the last Pnei Moshe in the right-hand column, Ke'ein nusach ha-bracha shalanu ha-machzer neshamas lefkor mesim. In the bracha of Lekai neshama, we end off that Hashem is machzer neshamas, he gives back neshamas lefkor mesim to dead bodies. So we, in a sense, say the exact same thing, Mechaya Mesim. And then in the yeshiva of Vianne, they continued, Reboini, my master, Chatosi Lach, I sin to you. Yiratzim Lefanech Hashem Likai, may it be your will, Hashem my God, Shetitain Li Leiftoiv. You should give me a good heart. I should have pure thoughts. As we turn to Daf Mem Chesomet Aleph, and many of the explanations of the following words are taken from the Sefer Yifei Mara. Chelek Toiv, give us a good portion. Give us good friends and neighbors that will assist us in what you want us to do in this world, and that we should be zoicha to Olam Haba through our good friends and neighbors. Or the Femar said, this means give us a good fortune that will help us in attaining Olam Haba. Yetzer Toiv, of course we have a Yetzer Toiv, but the Femar explains that Yetzer Toiv should conquer, be kovesh, our Yetzer Hara that we have within us. Sever Toiv. As the Rosh Cirillo explains, that this comes from the word of tikva. Sever means our betochen, our faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that through that, it'll help us to be mechazik ourselves in tshuva and maisim toivim. Shem toiv, give us a good name, a good reputation. When a person has to protect his good name, it is a protection for him not to do averus, which will sully his good reputation. Give us an ayin toiva, as the Rosh Cirillo explained, shloitala kinas odom alibeinu. We should not be jealous of anyone. We should have a good eye. We shouldn't be jealous of others, and we should do chesed to our fellow man. Nefesh toiv. We should have a good soul, means we should be mesameach b'chalkoi. We should be happy with our lot. V'nefesh shvela. The way the Rambam learns, it refers to, we find this lashon in Pirkei Avos, it means that we should have miut of gashmius. We, as the Rosh Cirillo says, in the third line, right-hand column, shaloi tehei ta'avasi b'tzorche ha'oilam ela b'muut. I should only desire a minimum in the pleasures of this world. Veruach nemucha, continues the Gemara. I should have anivus, I should have a low spirit. Any covet that is given to me is only a covet of the Torah which I may possess. Al yischalchel, yischalel shim chabonu, your name should not become desecrated through us, through our actions. Va'al tasenu sich b'fi kol abriyas, and we should not do things which will cause people, all people, to speak about us in a negative way. Va'al tahiach riseinu l'hachris, our end should not be to be cut off from this world, the next world. V'loy tikvasenu, and our hopes, our aspirations should not become l'mapech nefesh, to agony of the soul. And although this seems to be very strong punishments, which would be saved for someone who's doing terrible averis, but in the yeshiva of Rav Yanai, they were worried that even though they knew that they were close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Hashem has a very strong diktuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medaktek im tzaddikim kichut hasaira. Hashem watches what tzaddikim do, and he wants perfection from them. And therefore they were afraid perhaps they were not up to par, and perhaps they deserved the worst. And they prayed that their actions should merit the good of Hashem and not these horrible punishments. And then they continued and they said, Va'al tasrichenu lidei matnas basar v'dam, don't make us require the presence of a person who is flesh and blood. Val timsor mizunaseinu bidei basar v'dam, don't give over our sustenance into the hands of other people. Shemat honosam, their presence, me'uta, are very small. V'cherposam, the shame that comes to us when we have to come on to other people, meruba, is very great. V'sein chalkenu b'sar sacha, give us our portion in your Torah. Im osei ritzonecha, with those who do your will, they do it just because it's your will. They do it l'shma. They do it altruistically. B'nei Beischa, build your house, Hashem. Heicholecha, the heichol in which is contained the Kodshei HaKadoshim. Ircha, the city of Yerushalayim. U'Migdashcha, and the entire Beis HaMikdash. B'mheira v'yameinu, soon in our times. This was the tefillah of the yeshiva of Rav Yanai when they got up in the morning after they slept. The Gemara continues with another tefillah of a Tana that he added to his daily Shemoneh Esrei. Rav Chiya bar Vo Matzli, he would daven Yi Ratzon v'necha Hashem alikenu l'kevisenu shetiten b'libenu l'aseis tshuva shlem l'fanecha, that you should put it into our hearts to do a complete tshuva in front of you, shalom nevish mevisenu l'olam haba, that we should not become embarrassed from our forefathers in the world to come. Rabbi Yudin, the son of Rabbi Yishmuel, Kova Leila Mori, he established with his announcer, as we've learned many times, that the Tanoim had the people who would amplify their words. They would whisper the shir to the Amora, and then the Amora would say it loud in Aramaic to the people. So he made up with this Amore, the Yemar Busser Parsha Sekein, that this exact tefillah of Rav Chiya bar Vo, namely, Yiratzim l'fanecha Hashem alakeinu l'kei aviseinu, shetitem b'libeinu l'asas tshuva shleim l'fanecha, shloi nevo yishmei aviseinu l'olam haba, this tefillah should be said after the shir that Rav Yudin bar Yishmol delivered. Rav Tanchum bar Iskulstiko, the Rosh Cirillo has it a little different. Bar Iskulus Tika. And the Rosh Cirillo, four lines from the bottom, right-hand column at the bottom of the Amud, says that Iskulus is a Gentile word for meaning a Beis HaMedrash, and a Beis HaKnesses. And he was, in other words, a son of the Beis HaMedrash, and he learned so much Torah there day and night that it protected him. It was like his guardian. What did Rav Tanchum, the son of the Beis HaMedrash, say? He used to daven matzli, Yirasim l'fanecha Hashem alekai v'kevisai, she'atishbor, you should break, v'sajbis, you should destroy, oylo shel yetzahar milibenu, the yoke of the yetzahar from our hearts, she'kach barasanu l'asr v'sainecha, because you created us to do your will, v'anu chayovim l'asr v'sainecha, we are obligated to do your will, at chafetz, you want us to do your will, v'anu chafetz, and we deep down want to do your will, u'mi ma'akev, who stops us from doing your will on a daily basis, that is Sa'or Shabbisa, that is the leaven that is in the dough. In other words, this refers to the Yetzer Ra. We have a similar Gemara in the Bavli, Daf Yud Zayin, Amud Aleph, Ritzoneinu Lasos Ritzonecha, it is our will to do your will, Hashem. Mi Ma'akev, who is the one who's Ma'akev, who stops, who prevents us, Sa'or Shabbisa, the leaven in the dough, this refers to the Yetzer Ra. Continued, Raptanchum, Goliv Yadul Fanecha, it is well known before you, Hashem, She'ein Banu Koich Lamag, but we have no strength to stand up to the Yetzer Ra. Ella, rather, Yiratzim Fanecha Hashem Alekai Lekavisai, may it be your will, Hashem. She'atash B'Sei, you should destroy Me'oleinu the Yetzer from us. V'tachniyeu, and humble him. V'nasa Ritzoincha Kirtzoinenu, and then we will be able to make your will, Hashem, to be exactly our will, the Lev of Sholem, with a full heart. Continues the Gemara with the tefillah of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, Avim Matzli, he used to daven, Yiratzim l'fanech Hashem alikai v'lkei avasai, she'atishkan b'purenu, that you should cause to dwell in our lot, ava, love, achva, brotherhood, shalom, peace, v'reus, friendship, v'satzliach sufenu, achris v'tikva, you should cause us to succeed at realizing our ultimate goals and hopes, v'sarbik v'lenu v'talmidim, you should broaden, enlarge our borders with many talmidim, v'nasas v'chalkenu, we should rejoice in our portion, began Eden, v'ziknenu, and you should acquire for us lev toiv, a good heart, v'chavr toiv, a good friend, v'nashkim, and we should get up to daven in front of you, v'nimtza, and we will be able to find yichol v'aveinu, the desire of our hearts, v'savay l'fanecha koiras nafshenu l'toiva, and it will come in front of you that it will please you to fulfill our needs so that our neshamas, our souls will be satisfied. Continues the Mishnah, Ubitziosi ani noisein hoidoyo al chalki. When I leave the Beis Medrash, I thank Hashem for my portion. Amar Rav Avun, Rav Avun said, what exactly am I thanking? Lekeil to Hashem, shecholak lideya umaisa toiv, who gave me wisdom and good action. This is what I thank Hashem each and every day as I leave the Beis HaMedrash. Begins the next Mishnah, Halacha Gimel. Rav Gamliel says, B'chol yom, every day, Adam Mispal Shmoina Esrei, a person should daven the Amida, which is a total of 18 brachas. There is a machlokes between the Bavli and the Rishalmi, whether this 18 brachas that Rav Gamliel speaks about includes the bracha of V'lamalshinim. According to the Bavli, there are really 19 brachas, because if we include V'lamalshinim, there's 18 plus V'lamalshinim is 19. However, according to the Yerushalmi, there's really only 17 brachas, because the Yerushalmi puts together the bracha of Es Semach David as part of the bracha of Bonei Yerushalayim. So we start out with 17, with V'lamalshinim, which was in the second later, after the original 17 brachas, then we have a total of 18 brachas. Our minig is like the Bavli, that we start off with 18, and we add V'lamalshinim, which makes a total, actually, of 19 brachas. Rabbi Yeshua says, Me'ein Shmein Esrei, that a person, of course, can daven Shmein Esrei, but if he wants to, he is allowed to daven an abridged version of the Shmein Esrei, which the Gemara here in the Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Testament Beis will tell us is the Tefillah of Havinenu. He says the first three brachas of Shmoneh Esrei, the last three brachas of Shmoneh Esrei, and the middle 12 brachas, according to the Yerushalmi, or the middle 13 brachas, according to the Bavli, will be condensed into one bracha of Havinenu. And Rabbi Yeshua says that a person can opt to always say Me'ein Shmoneh Esrei. Rabbi Akiva makes a compromise and says, Im Shigurat Philosophy Piv Mispal Shmoneh Esrei, if the Shmoneh Esrei is fluent in his mouth, then he should daven the 18 brachas of Shmoneh Esrei. V'im lav, but if it's not fluent, if he stumbles on the words when he says the Shmoneh Esrei, then he should say Me'ein Shmoneh Esrei. He should say Havinenu. There is a machlokes harishonim, whether Rabbi Akiva permitted Havinenu only in this case where he's not fluent, or for any other need as well, any other pressing need. La Halacha, the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Kuf Yud Sif Aleph, paskin that for any pressing need, for example, a person is traveling on the way and he doesn't have the time to say the full Shmoneh Esrei because of his specific situation, then he would have a heter, according to the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, to say the special abridged version of the Shmoneh Esrei using Havinenu. Before we begin the Gemara, let us look at the Pnei Moshe, 15 lines down in the left-hand column. Divrei Maslim Shkur Tfilasi B'Piv, Shehu Lamud V'Ragalba, he's fluent, Rabbi Akiva says, in the Shmoneh Esrei, then he should say the entire Shmoneh Esrei, V'Halachik Rabbi Akiva, Shemi She'ein Tfilasi Shkur B'Piv, someone who is not fluent in Shmoneh Esrei, Oy B'Shas Hatchak, as we mentioned from the tour in the Shulchan Aruch, in a pressing need situation, Mispal Shalosh Rishonos, he says the first three brachos of Shmoneh Esrei, Rishalosh Achronos, the last three, V'Havinenu Be'emtza, Shehu Me'ein Kol HaBrachos Be'emtzois. Havinenu is an abridged version, taking all the middle brachos together. Chutz, with the exception, Mimoisek Shamim, in the rainy season, She'enu Mispal Havinenu, there he does not say Havinenu, B'nei Shetzorach Lomer She'lo B'Birch Hashanim. He has to say the bracha of V'sein Talu Matur L'vracha in the bracha of Mevorach Hashanah. V'chutz M'Maitzoy Shabbos V'Yontif, except for M'Maitzoy Shabbos and Yontif, Shetzorach Lomer Avdolah B'Chayin Adas. He has to say Avdolah in the bracha of Chayin Adas, so he cannot use the abridged version in those times, M'Maitzoy Shabbos, M'Maitzoy Yontif, or in the winter, because he has to add certain tfilos and use the brachas as they are established. And now we are ready to begin the Gemara. Ask the Gemara of Olama Shmoneh Esrei. As the Mefarshim explain, there are many inyanim in one bracha of Shemoneh Esrei that are linked together. And many of those things that are linked together could have had their own separate bracha. There could have been 25 things, 25 different brachas that we make. V'lama Shemoneh Esrei, the Shemoneh Esrei, that number must correspond to something else. What is that something else? So we have a few different pshatim in the Gemara. The first pshat is that of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Omer, he says, K'neged Shemoneh Esrei mizmoiris shekosov miroish shel tilim ad yand hashem b'yom tzara. This is because there are 18 chapters of Tehillim, 18 prakim of Tehillim, from the beginning of Tehillim, from Ashrei Ha'ish, until the perik, Lamnatzeach Mizmor L'David, Yan Hashem B'yoyim Tzora. So the Pnei Moshe says over here, Ad Yan Hashem, V'soif HaMizmor, the end of the chapter of Tehillim that precedes Yan Hashem B'yoyim Tzora, is the Pasuk, Yi Ularatzen Imrei Fi, V'hegyon Libel Fanech, Hashem Tzuri V'goyali, Shezer remes u'al siyim birchoy satvila. U'mahai taima nami oimrim pasuk zeh achat tvila Shemoneh Esrei. When we daven Shemoneh Esrei, at the end of the Shemoneh Esrei, we say those words. Yiu l'ratzon imrei fi, may it be willing to you, Hashem, the words of my mouth, v'hegem libi, and the thoughts of my heart, l'fanecho Hashem, tzuri v'goyali. My words and thoughts should be acceptable to you, Hashem, you who are my rock and my salvation. So that pasuk happens to be right before the perek of Yan Hashem Yom Tzara. It is the end of the previous prakim in Tehillim. So when we finish the first 18 prakim of Tehillim before Yan Hashem Yom Tzara, corresponding to the 18 brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, we conclude with Yiu L'ratzon Imrei Fi, which is exactly the pasuk that completes those 18 prakim in Tehillim. But now the Yerushalmi says one could ask a very strong question. Im yomer l'cha adam, if a person will tell you, what are you saying, Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, that the Shemoneh Esrei, 18 brachas are keneged, the 18 prakim of Tehillim, before Yan Hashem B'yom Tzara, there are not 18, Shasrei hen. Open up a Tehillim, you'll see there are actually 19. And the pasuk of Yiu L'ratzon Imrei Fi is at the end of the 19th perik of Tehillim. And Yan Hashem B'yom Tzara is, in fact, the 20th perik of Tehillim. And more loy give him the following answer, and the Bavli agrees with this answer as well in brachas. Daf Tesamid Beis, that lo marokshu goyim leshu min hoin, that the perik that we have as perik Beis of Tehillim, the perik after Ashrei Ha'ish, is not really a separate perik, says the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. It's not one of the count. It's part of Ashrei Ha'ish. It's all one perik. So actually then, if Lama Rokshu is part of Ashrei Ha'ish, then we only have 18 prakim, and the 19th perik is Yan Hashem B'yom Tzara. Now, although both the Bavli and Yerushalmi say that Lama Rokshu and Ashrei Ha'ish are really one perik, but if you open up any Tehillim, you'll see that there are two prakim there. We have a total of 150 prakim in Tehillim, including Lama Rokshu as Perik Beis. It's not part of Perik Aleph. And the reason for this is that the Bale Mesora, those who were experts in Mesora, who came after the Chasimus HaTalmud, they were of the opinion, they disagreed with both the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, and they were of the opinion that, in fact, Lama Rokshu was a separate Perik. And Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Gilyon HaShas in Masechet Shabbos on Daf Nun Hey Amid Beis brings many examples of where the Bali Masora disagreed with the Talmud Bavli and Talmud Yerushalmi. And this is another one of those arguments. The Marsha there in Shabbos Nun Hey Amid Beis wants to reconcile our minig, which is based on the Bali Masora, that there's really 19 prakim before Yan Hashem B'yom Tzara, and the fact that both the Bavli and Yerushalmi say there are only 18 prakim because Lama Rokshu was part of Ashrei Ha'ish, the Marsha says, which will work out very good according to the Bavli, that you remember we mentioned that according to the Bavli, there are actually, with V'lam Al-Shinim, 19 brachas. We start off with 18, we add V'lam Al-Shinim, and then we have a total of 19. So when that happened, then Chazal broke up the first perek into two prakim. So originally there were 18 brachas and there were 18 prakim of Tilim before Yan Hashem Biram Sarah. Once they added Olam Hashinim, there are now 19 brachas of the Shemayna Esrei. And likewise, they had 19 prakim of Tehillim. They broke up Asherei Esh and Olam Rokshin into two prakim. And the end of those 19 brachas was Yil Ratzim Refi Vehegel Lebi Lefanecha, Hashem Tzuri V'Gali, which is what we do after the 19 brachas. And then came the 20th parak of Yan Hashem Yom Tzara. This works out well according to the Bavli. We don't have to say there's a machloik is Bavli and Yerushalmi versus the Bali Masaira. We could say that until they added Vila Mashinim, there was only 18 prakim. Once they added Vila Mashinim, then in Chanami, it became 19 prakim. However, the Yerushalmi's opinion, as we're going to learn, and as we mentioned before, is that even with Vila Mashinim, there are only 18. So there we will have to say that the Bali Masara, in fact, who say there are 19 prakim, argue on the Yerushalmi, who say that there is only 18 prakim, that there are only 18 brachas, and yet we know that there are 19 prakim of Tilim. So according to Yerushalmi, you'll have to say that it's one perek, as we said right over here, and therefore there's 18 prakim of Tilim and 18 brachas in Shemayna Esrei. And then the Yerushalmi continues, Mikan Omru, from here we learn, HaMispalel V'loy Nana at Tzorach Tainus, that a person who davened and he was not answered in his tefillah, he has to have a tainus. As the Haredim explains, that we're going to take the words of the 20th perek of Yantcha Hashem B'Yom Tzara, and we're going to learn it on what was said previously and what was said after. In other words, let's see the Haredim, the fourth line, right-hand column. The Mikra Nidrish Lefonav, Shekosav Acher Shemayna Esrei Mizmorim, Haroim Zim L'Tfilah Shemayna Esrei, after the 18 prakim, which are merumas to the 18 brachas of Shemayna Esrei, then it says what? Yantcha Hashem. Hashem should answer you for all of these 18 brachas. But v'im loy oncha, if Hashem did not answer you, then yantcha Hashem b'yom tzara, yom shetei meitzer misana. Then he should answer you on a day of tzara, a day of trouble and pain and suffering because you are fasting. If the tefillahs themselves don't work, then you have to be goyzer a tainus, that Hashem should answer you because of the tainus. So the Haredim is learning that the words yantcha go on the previous prakim of Tehillim, and if that doesn't work, then yantcha also on the next few words, b'yom tzara, Hashem should answer you in a day of a tzara. Amar Rav Manna, the way the Haredim learns this Gemara is that besides what we just said, that from yantcha Hashem b'yom tzara we learn out, hamispal v'loy nana tzarech tainus, there's another remez here, says Rav Manna. It's a remez to a tefillah of a Talmid Chacham. And why are we referring specifically to a tefillah of a Talmid Chacham, says the Haredim, because the beginning of Tehillim, starting from Perek Aleph, is speaking about a Talmid Chacham, as we find in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Beis. Ki mitaris Hashem cheftzoy uvisarosa yega yom v'layla. So we see that this is a tefillah of a Talmid Chacham, the one who's learning day and night. Mikan. So from here we see, Shadam Tzorach Loimer L'Rabbi Tishma Tfilasecha. As the Haredim explains, since it doesn't say in the Pasuk the word Yaneh Hashem, it says Yancho Hashem, so it would indicate that one person is speaking to the other. So since we already have shown that this is all, the first 18 prakim are a tefillah of a Talmud Chacham, so now, when the Talmud Chacham finishes his Shemayna Esrei, the Talmud who saw that his Rebbe was being mispalel for a certain help from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is supposed to say to his Rebbe, Yancho Hashem, Hashem should answer you. That's why it's not written Yaneh, but Yancho. From here we learn out, Shadam Tzorach Lomer L'Rabboi to the Talmud Chacham, Tishma Tfilasecha, may your tefillah be heard. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rab Simon. Rab Simon tells us another asmachta, another source, hint to the number 18. Keneged Shmoyne Esri Chulius, Shebeshedra. The 18 brachas correspond to the 18 vertebrae in the spine. Shebeshah, Sheadam Oymer Mispal. When a person is davening, Shmoyne Esri, Tzorach, Losuach, Bekulon, he has to bow down with all his vertebrae, that they should open up. When does he bow down? At the beginning and at the end of the bracha of Avos, and at the beginning and at the end of the modem part at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, whenever he has to bow down, it has to be with all of his vertebrae bent. Matam, what is the reason for this? Based on a pasuk, Kol Atzmoy Seitor Marin Hashem Yichamaycha, all my limbs will say, Hashem, who is like you? How do I do this with all my limbs? By bending my limbs, by bending the 18 vertebrae in my spine. Amar Rablevi says, a third remez, Keneged Shemoneh Esrei Haskorah Shekasav Behovel Hashem B'nei Elim. Give to Hashem, you the sons of the mighty. And the entire mizmor there is speaking about that all greatness comes from Hashem, and Hashem's name is repeated there 18 times. So Keneged, the 18 times that it's repeated in that mizmor, we say, based on the takana of the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, we say 18 brachas in Shemoneh Esrei. But now the Gemara says, Om Rav Chuna, Im Yar Melechadim, if a person will tell you, wait a second, Shva Esrei Inun, there is only 17 brachas. Why are you bringing me three asmachtas that have to do with the number 18? The number of brachas is only 17. There's a long charedim here, but the Pnei Moshe very succinctly in the last Pnei Moshe on the left-hand side says what the charedim says. Brachas hatfila einam el yudzayin. The brachas of Shemoneh Esrei are only 17. As we learned in the Tosefta, Umay Sulah, Lamayda Masik, Lekamon, the Tanin, and Koilo Shal David, Bebayin Yerushalayim. As we mentioned, the Baruch of Es Samach David is included in Bayin Yerushalayim. So if we start out with 19 as we have it, and we're minus 1 because Es Samach David is part of Bayin Yerushalayim, we're down to 18. The Imkain, Loi Havel Yud Zayin, Koidim Shatiknu Berchus Aminim. Before Rabbi Gamaliel in Yavne was Mesakin, the Baruch of Olam Al Shinim to be included in Shemoneh Esrei. So there were only 17 to begin with. So why are we looking for Ramazim? Of 18, we should be looking at 17, because the Ikra Takana of Ezra, the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah in Shemoneh Esrei, was really Shva Esrei. There's only 17 brothers. Aye, what about V'lam Hashinim? So the Charedim, at the end, in the right-hand column, the second last line, says, the Shalminin Ein El HaTosefes, V'Einim and Aminyan. That's not really part of Shemoneh Esrei. It's an addendum. It's added to the Shemoneh Esrei. It was in the second after Ezra, the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. But it can't be counted as part of the number. So the real number is only 17. And this question, of course, is only according to Yerushalmi, who holds that Es Samach David is part of Bayin Yerushalayim. You're only dealing with 17. How could you look for a Muslim with 18? As we turn to Daf, Mem Ches Amud Beis, Omar Loi, so you should say to that person who's asking you this question, Shalminim, that Baruch of Lamashinim, Keneged, the people who are non-believers in the Torah, Kvar Kavu Chachomim B'Yavne. Rabbi Gamliel already established this in Yavne, and as the Charedim says, at the end of the first line in the left-hand column, Umi Ikr Tfilah Nechshiva, V'loi Tosefes. Not like you said in the Kasha, that it's only an addendum and there's only 17. No, the Lamashinim is considered part and parcel of Shemoneh Esrei, and therefore the Yerushalmi, in fact, was looking for Ramazim for the number 18. According to the Bavli, that Es Samach David and Ubayin Rishlaim are in fact two separate brachas, and there's really 19 brachas with V'lam Hashinim, so the Bavli will have to learn that the Ikr Tfilah that Ezra and the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah was Mesakin was 18 without V'lam Hashinim. V'lam Hashinim is in fact an addendum, and therefore we look for Ramazim for the number 18, because the Bavli brings down these Ramazim as well in Bavli Brachas, because they are looking for the main number and not for the added addendum, and the main number, according to the Bavli, is 18.
Continues the Gemara, Hesiv Rabbi Lozab Rabbi Yossi, Kumi Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Lozab Rabbi Yossi asked a question in front of Rabbi Yossi, and the Charedim tells us that this question is going on Rabbi Levi. Rabbi Levi told us that the 18 brachos in Shemoneh Esrei are keneged, the 18 times that we have the Shem Hashem in the Mizmor of Havu Lashem B'nei Elim, asks Rabbi Lozab Rabbi Yossi, Voksiv, Kael HaKovid Hirim, that the honor of Hashem thunders. So we have a 19th name of Hashem And as the Chareidim explains, even with Vilamoshinim, according to Rishami, we started off with 17, and then we added Vilamoshinim is 18. But if it's connected all the names of Hashem in that Mizmor, there are 19 names of Hashem. Omar Lei, so he responded, V'hatani, we have learned, Koilul Shalmino Shalpoishim Machniyat Zaydim, that there are several brachas which include within them many things. For example, in the bracha of Ilamal Shinim, which ends Machniyat Zaydim, that Hashem will be Machniya, the people who do Averes B'mezid, it includes other people who sin, like Minim and Poshim. Vishal Zakenim Vishal Geirim B'miftach Latzadikim, in the bracha of Ala Tzadikim, which ends off Mishan U'miftach Latzadikim, Hashem gives assurance to the Tzadikim, it includes also Zakenim and Geirim. And, which we've mentioned several times, Vishal David, Esemach David, according to Yerushalmi, is included B'bolnei Yerushalayim. So the Chareidim explains, those 18 brachas that stand by themselves have connected them, the Shem HaMeforesh of Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is found in Havel Hashem B'nei Elim. And these three brachas, which are kolel, other things within them, connected that was the 19th Kael, which is not a full name of Hashem, Aleph and then Lamed. So that name of Hashem was written by David HaMelech, connected those brachas which have in them other items included as well. However, the Gemara does not like this teretz. Why? Islach misafko l'cholchadu v'chadu min hoin ha'adkora, says the Chareidim, the bottom in the left-hand column, im kein ha'yotzorch dover l'kvoya neged kol koilu me'elu askor achas. I understand that the Shem Havaya you're giving to the brachas that stand by themselves. I understand that kael, which is not the Shema Mefarsh, goes on things that are included in other brachas. But then each bracha that has within it other items should have its own kael. Why do you say that one kael corresponds to three brachas that are kolal within them other things? There should be a separate kael for Machniyat Zaydim, a separate kael for Miftach Letzadikim, and a separate kael for Bnei Yerushalayim. The Gemara does not give an answer to this question. Rab Chanin, B'Shem Rab Pinchas, he gives another reason why we have 18. Keneged Shmoyne Esrei Pamim, She'avos K'suvim B'Tor Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov. It's connected to 18 times that we find in the Torah that Hashem mentioned the names of all the Avos of Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov. And then if a person will come over and tell you, Cha Esrei Hein, that really there are 19, because we have another pasuk, V'hine Hashem Nitzavala, V'yomer Ani Hashem L'kei Avram Avicha V'lekei Yitzchak, that Hashem spoke to Yaakov and said, I am the God of your father Avram and the God of Yitzchak. So he'll tell you there's really 19, and there's only supposed to be 18, and more loy answer him. V'hine Hashem Nitzavala, less who min hoin. That's not part of the counting. We don't count it. Why? Because although Hashem was speaking to Yaakov, but Yaakov's name is not mentioned in the Pasuk Beferish, only Avraham and Yitzchak, and therefore it's not included in the number of times where the Torah speaks about Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So there only remained 18. Im Yoimel Adam Shva Esrei Hein, if you're going to go with this cheshbon, that only if it says Beferish Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, it's counted, otherwise not, so then you only have 17. Why? Because we have one of the 18 is Vikore Bohem Shmi V'Shem Avosai Avraham V'Yitzchak. So again, it says only the name of Avraham and Yitzchak. So the Gemara answers, and more loy tell him, no, v'yikore v'hem shmi v'shem avosai avram v'yitzchak min hoin. That is a possible part of the 18. Why? Because here, although it only mentions b'ferish avram and Yitzchak, but it speaks about the shame of Yaakov. Yaakov said that he was giving a bracha to Menashe and Ephraim that in them should my name be mentioned. So it's as if it says in the pasuk, "V'kara behem shem Yaakov," and then the shem of Avram and Yitzchak. So it is considered, since it makes reference to his name, referring to Yaakov, it's as if Yaakov's name is mentioned, and therefore that is included. And we come back to the number 18. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, he gives a final reason why we have the number 18. Keneged Shmoyne Esrei Tzivuyin Shekasev Beparshas Mishkan Sheni. 18 times what the Yerushalmi refers to as Mishkan Sheni, meaning not where the commandments were given concerning the Mishkan and the Kalim in the Mishkan in Parshas Truma and Tetzaveh, but rather the second time where it's mentioned, which is in Parshas Vayakel Pekudi at the end of Sefer Shmois. There are 18 commandments concerning the Mishkan. So the 18 brachos and Shmoneh Esrei are connected to those 18 commandments of the Mishkan. Amar B'chiya Barva Uvad. What tzivuyim are we counting? It's only in that section of the Chumash where min va'aso Eliyav ben Achisamach, from there ad Sefer the Sefer, until the end of Sefer Shmois, because Pekudei is the last parsha in Sefer Shmois. So from that pasuk va'aso Eliyav ben Achisamach until the end of Sefer Shmois, there are 18 tzivuyim, and connected that we have the 18 brachas of Shmoneh Esrei.